Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm down in Castleton now. So I've finished this little snippet, this little section of the Limestone Way. It's been around about 28 or 30 miles. I'll have to have a quick look at ViewRanger to find out exactly how far even. So last night, I kept walking until around about 10 o'clock, till 10 p.m. and camped at a spot called So Top, I think. Then I walked down the hill this morning. I woke up at 5 a.m. because I knew the weather was due to turn really bad at lunchtime, so I thought I'd best get an early start in the morning. Had a decent night's sleep. It was quite warm, actually. Quite surprising. So I set off at just before 6 a.m. this morning, and I arrived in Castleton at around about just after 9 o'clock. This section here was around about 10 miles, so I was making quite good pace, quite good time actually. Dropped down the hill to Millersdale, and then climbed out of Millersdale, and then walked across the tops towards Peak Forest. And then the final section was really enjoyable actually, really pleasant. The rain had subsided ever so slightly, and I did the walk over the top from Peak Forest to Castleton itself. As I was dropping down into Castleton, I was walking with another chap who we'd like our paths had met at one point. And as we're walking down, we're just chatting and talking about hiking. And his name was Shane the Blacksmith. That's how I remember him. And also Phil, Daylight Gambler. I did give him one of my shareyouradventure.com business cards. And you know what? I need to write my name on those. I keep giving them out, but blank. But if it gets them to the site, then that's all good. I did tell him my name, and I think he made a point of remembering it, so that's all good. So, I've had a coffee, I've had cake. I'm just waiting at the bus stop. I'm going to get the bus into Bakewell first, and then get the Trans Pennine bus to Matlock to pick up the car. I've got enough time while I'm in Bakewell. I've got about 20 minutes before the next bus comes. So I might get a Bakewell tart or a Bakewell slice or something like that. Excuse me. So it's been quite an adventurous, quite a fun few days. Like I say, I kept walking until quite late last night. The going was good. The weather was pretty reasonable. And there was still quite a lot of light left. So I just kept walking until it must have been after 10 p.m. I had originally planned to camp at Lathkildale, but I kept going for another 6 or 7 miles after that. And if you've been listening to these Booze in Secrets, you will have heard the Morris dancers at Monyash, which was quite a welcome surprise, actually. So bits of kit that have been good on this trip. Obviously, I've got the Wild Country Zephyrus One Light with me. It's an excellent tent. It was quite windy up on that hill last night, and it didn't budge one bit. It was good. I'm using my Sawyer filter, actually. I ran out of water yesterday, but that wasn't a problem. I dropped down to Millersdale, filled up in the river there, the River Wye. And as I came across the top, just about to drop down into Matlock, Castleton, I filled up from a trough. There was a little hose pipe. I turned the tap on and it worked, which was good. So I filtered it through. It probably would have been okay to drink, but you never know. Silly me left my walking boots, my mammoth walking boots in my car, and my girlfriend took my car to work. So I had to use these Caramore Sky something or other boots that I was given around about a year ago by Caramore. I've absolutely smashed them to bits, to be honest. So they were leaking. But they are fairly comfortable, but they are past their best now. It only took me around about 6 months to smash them to bits. I think they're all right for just general walking along trails and things like that, but walking through peat bogs and sharp rocks and things like that has just killed them. But these are the backup boots anyway. I use them for horse riding, so sorry about the noise of the road in the background. Right, so like I say, I'm sat near the bus stop, just looking through the trees to Winnett's Pass. Awesome gorge cut into the limestone. But Castleton is a great place. Gets busy. It's not that busy today, as it is a weekday. But at the weekends, when the weather's nice, or at bank holidays, stay away. Too busy. Whoops, my empty coffee cup has just blown off the bench. Throw it in the bin. Whoops, or miss the bin. Concentrate. Right, whew, it's in now. Right, so I've got another half an hour to wait for the bus, and I'll soon be home, so I'll upload this batch of four booze when I get home. Okay, right, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.